Application Academy is closing if you are applying to medical school in 2024 to start in 2025. We are closing in mid-April, April 12th or 13th, somewhere around there, somewhere in mid-April. We're closing our door. It's time for you to get in to Application Academy to get the support you need to put together your story so that you aren't one of those students that end up rejected because you didn't know how to tell your story. Come join us at applicationacademy.com. Use the promo code podcast for a little extra discount. Use the promo code podcast for a little extra discount. I'll see you soon at applicationacademy.com. The pre-med path can be super confusing. If you'd love some help on your path or on your applications, use the promo code PMY for pre-med years, PMY, over at medicalschoolhq.net and get some help from some of our experts, former directors of admissions, admissions officers, other experts. We have a small team ready to help you today. Again, that's promo code PMY to get a discount on our services at medicalschoolhq.net. The pre-med year, session number 434. Hello, and welcome to The Pre-Med Years, where we believe that collaboration, not competition, is key to your success. I'm your host, Dr. Ryan Gray, and in this podcast, we share with you stories, encouragement, and information that you need to know to help guide you on your path to becoming a physician. And welcome to The Pre-Med Years. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have a quick episode for you, something that has been bothering me for the last week. After someone posted in the pre-med hangout, which if you haven't joined yet, you should. We have over 17,000 members strong in the pre-med hangout. But someone posted, someone who is influential, who is maybe on an admissions committee, I'm not sure. They said they were on an admissions committee call. But they talked about medical school admissions as a competition. And as you know, at the beginning of this podcast, every week, I say collaboration, not competition, is key to your success. I could not disagree anymore with the analogy that medical school admissions is a competition. You are not competing against your classmates. This is not a sport. The person with the highest score does not win. That is what you have for it to be a competition. How do you compete against someone when there is no score that determines a winner? A higher GPA doesn't mean you win. A higher MCAT score does not mean you win. More research hours, more clinical hours, more shadowing hours does not mean you win. It is impossible for you to be the most dedicated, the hardest working, the most compassionate, the most empathetic pre-med applicant out there. It's impossible for you to be the best in this process. Therefore, how do you compete with your classmates? You can't. You cannot compete with your classmates. It's impossible. With that mindset, what happens is you have a very, very negative pre-med culture. And when you have a pre-med culture, everyone is miserable, except for the people who think they're winning, but they're not winning. They're just as miserable as you, but they think they're winning a game where you can't keep score. The only time you know you have won is when you get the acceptance. But who did you win against? Who did you beat out? You don't know. Because you don't know why everyone else didn't get the seat that you got. You have no idea what their stats were. You have no idea how much clinical experience they had, how many publications they had. All you know is that they got in, or you got in, and they didn't. How do you know if you won? You don't know. The only person that you can compete against is yourself yesterday. Who you were yesterday is who you're competing against. If you can be better than yourself yesterday, then you are going to have a better chance of getting in to medical school. That's the only tangible, and it's still very kind of out there woo-woo, right? It's the only tangible competition there is. Just because you got a 3.7 and I got a 3.5 doesn't mean that you'll get into medical school and I won't. Stop trying to compete with your classmates. They are not your enemy. People who say that this process is a competition are your enemy. Stop listening to them. I have said it over and over again that there are plenty of seats in medical school for those who deserve it. And when I say that, when I say deserve, I don't mean people who should be physicians. I mean people who have gotten to this point, applied to medical school with the resume needed to prove to themselves and to medical schools that number one, they know they want to be a physician. And number two, that they are capable of finishing medical school in 4 years, passing the boards the first time they take it, with no reservations from the admissions committee that they are academically incapable of finishing medical school. There are a lot of people applying to medical school with poor GPAs, poor MCAT scores, no clinical experience, no shadowing, no anything other than, I want to be a doctor, therefore I should be. This is not a competition against your classmates. Use each other. Collaborate with each other. Form study groups, which is not a weakness, which is what this guy also said, that apparently if you have a study group, that can be seen as a weakness. Baloney. Baloney. Use your classmates. They are the people who you are going to be working with for the rest of your career. Some of my best friends, who unfortunately I don't keep in contact with much anymore, from undergrad were fellow pre-med students. We all helped each other through this process. And guess what? We all got in to medical school because there are plenty of seats for those who deserve it, for those who have done the right things, who have shown why they want to be a physician. I review applications all day, every day. And the far majority of students who think they're competing against each other, who have really good stats, don't get into medical school because they haven't proven to themselves why they want to be a physician. They just think they won the game. I have better stats, better GPA, better MCAT score, more hours than everyone else I know. Therefore, I'm going to get into medical school and you are not. That is not how this process works. Stop treating it like a competition that you can win. When you get your acceptance, you are not beating anyone else. You are getting your seat. Someone else is getting their seat. The people who do not get seats, there's something in their application that is missing or they're not connecting with. And yes, there are some deserving students who don't get a seat this year, and they can tweak their application and get a seat next year. But for the most part, when you get your seat, you are not taking it away from someone else. This is not a zero-sum game. Life is not a zero-sum game. This is not a season of baseball where we have the World Series and we declare a World Series champion. That is not how this process works. And the longer you perpetuate this pre-med culture of competition, of trying to beat out everyone else, the longer we will continue to have disparities in this whole process, because everyone is trying to beat everyone else and we're holding down those who need your help. So if you want to make an impact on this world, on the pre-med world, go out and find another pre-med student and start working with them. Start collaborating with them. And you will find that 1 + 1 = more than 2. Collaboration, not competition, is truly key to your success. And everyone who says otherwise is wrong.
This is MedEd Media.